Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text your neighbor, T1, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook and let them know that it's going down on today. There is a word from the Lord. And I want you to continue on to listen and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, because we're living in the last and evil days, and there's so much that's going on, you know. There's this song Andre Crouch sings, and I need a word from you, you know, just one word from you, and it's an awesome, awesome song. And you know, it makes you think back like, okay, Lord, I do need a word from you. And he sends his words through his servants. The people of God, hallelujah, he don't just write it on a note and send it down, you know, and just blow it down on you. He sends a word from his people of God. When they teach the word, when they preach the word, they come to give you and serve you the word of God. Hallelujah, glory to God. I'm going to go ahead with my announcements. I'm going to start here with on Tuesday night. I want to encourage you to listen. And on Tuesday night, we have one word from the Lord, Apostle Yvonne Rowles and Pastor Joseph Rowles. The show comes on every Tuesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. If you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, I encourage you to go on Facebook and inbox them and let them know what the need may be. And they will get back in contact with you. They will. Hallelujah. It's not a ministry where they say, well, I'm going to contact you back and I don't know. You can go online on Facebook and you can inbox them. Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Amen. Glory to God. And they will help you with whatever it is you need help in. Glory to God. And if you move on down on Saturday, we have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. Her show comes on every Saturday at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. A powerful woman of God who preaches, who teaches, who prays. Oh, my God. Who sings, glory to God. Who don't mind taking the devil by the tail and slinging him up against the wall. Glory to God. So I encourage you to listen in every Saturday as Elder come on and she breaks bread, brings the word of God to life. Hallelujah. And if you move on down just a little bit further, we are called the Hour of Power. I am the first Hour of Power, Prophetess Martha Williams, and the show come on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And I'm going to give you a 30-minute break right there. The next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. The show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And I want to encourage you to go ahead and go over to Amazon and buy her book. She has went ahead and she's an author, and she has her first book out. It's been out for a little while, so, you know, you can still buy it, though, you know. We want you to get it. That way, when her next volume come out, you'll be ready for it, glory to God, because she's writing another one. It hasn't yet came out yet, but it's on its way. So I encourage you to go over and show Minister Elaine some love and also go on Amazon and purchase her book. And I want to encourage you to become a partner. You know, we have many people that are partnering with the ministry. You know, some say, well, I can't physically touch them. Yes, you can physically touch them. You can reach out and touch them. Just call the numbers. And we, if you want to be called back or something, just go ahead and inbox us on Facebook, amen, or you can, amen, when you get off the show, if you come on and say, well, I have a prayer request, and if you would, you can call me back. You know, either way, we're going to contact you. So, yes, you can be touched. We can be touched. We're not untouchable. Hallelujah. I know they have this show that's called The Untouchables, but we're not untouchable. Glory to God. So I want to encourage you to come on and partner. And in partnering, you receive many, many, many perks. God is moving, so don't miss the move of God. Glory to God. Come on and get in where you fit in. Hallelujah. And so I want to encourage you again, don't forget. Keep all these ministries in mind. Glory to God. You know, say, well, I forgot that one, but we're all under the same umbrella. Hallelujah. And all of us has a Facebook page. If you can't remember what date they come on, just go and either one that you know. Amen. And you can inbox them and say, well, what time does one word from the Lord come on? You know, who does that show? Or whatever you may need. Just inbox either of us, and we will get you to the right person. Because there ain't no jealousy over here. We don't deal with jealous spirits. Hallelujah. We deal with the spirit of the living God. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to go ahead on, and we're going to get into prayer. If you desire and you have a prayer request, press the 1 to come in. But you don't have to tell me your name. Just tell me your prayer request and where you're calling from. We don't want you to put all your business out there. We just want to make sure that we know what part of the world we're reaching. He can reach any part of the world he want to reach to with whom he ever want to reach it through. So I encourage you to just go ahead and press the 1, and I'll bring you in. And I just want you to just tell me your prayer request and where you're calling from. That's it. Don't give me your name. Hallelujah. None of that. Glory to God. Well, no one is fresh the one, so we're going to go ahead on. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for yet another day, Lord, how you've spared our lives, oh, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you made old death get back and behave, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for each and every one under the sound of my voice. Lord God, I ask you, Lord God, to bless them real good, Lord. Let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in these last and evil days, oh, Lord. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, that they are washed clean under the blood, God. They're covered under the blood in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, as they're going and they're coming, oh, God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, as the word go forth, Lord God, as they hear the word, not just hear it, but also to do the word of God, Lord, to live by it, to let their daily walk be about your kingdom, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for your goodness, grace, and your mercy as it shall endure forever in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we hold to your unchanging hand because we know your hand don't change, Lord God. You're the same now, henceforth, and forevermore, Lord God. And we can depend on you not to move whenever things get too hot. Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, that we know, Lord God, that we serve an awesome God. We serve a God that will be right there. He will stand the test of time no matter what's going on. We know you to be there. We know you to be that God. Hey, my God, the big God, no little G God here, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we serve, Lord God, that can give whatever that we're in need of, Lord God. If we're in need of peace, Lord God, you see, you're the Prince of Peace. If we're in need of love, Lord, you love everybody because you said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Oh, my God. So we know, Lord God, we serve a right now in our own time, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord, and we give you the glory. We give you honor. We praise your heavenly name on high, oh God. Lord, we thank you that the word shall, Lord, the word shall pierce deeply in the soul of man, in the soul, Lord God, and it will bring deliverance and healing and set the captives free. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I hear the Lord saying, you know, he's calling all saints. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, people say that they're saints of God, but yet you do nothing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You do something, but yet nothing. Hallelujah. If someone is making a wrong choice and they come and they ask you about it, do you tell them the truth or do you just tell them what they want to hear? Because first of all, you need to tell them the truth. And sometimes in this world, you may make some enemies. You might. But if they come and ask you, then I do believe, you know, that, you know, you should tell them the truth. Hallelujah. You say you're a saint of God, then you need to tell them the truth. Well, you know what? That's not the way God wants it done. That's just wrong, you know. You can't do that. And then sometimes you say, well, that ain't my business. But it's your, the blood is on your hand if they come and ask you what you mean, what they need to do, and you didn't tell them. Hallelujah. That's on your hand. And you don't want your hands stained with nobody else's blood. You want the only blood you want on your hands is the blood of Christ. And you want it all over you. Hallelujah. When you accepted him as your Lord and Savior and he covered you, that's the only blood that you want. Oh, good God Almighty, get back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They come to you and ask you, you know, something. Learn to tell them the truth. Hallelujah. You may pause for a minute and say, okay, you know, I'm going to listen. And while you're listening, you say, Lord, help me, Lord. Help me to tell them, you know, in a way where they can understand it. Let my words, Lord God, come out the way you want them to come out. So that way I can tell them the truth. So you won't have the blood on your hands. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Let's go ahead and get into the word of God on today. If you would, turn with me to chapter 3 of Daniel's. Daniel chapter 3. I'm going to start at the first verse. The title of my message, When the Heat is On. You know, sometimes when the heat is on, who you going to call? Hallelujah. Are you going to call, amen, fan? You're going to call air condition? Or, you know, what I mean by when the heat is on, whenever you start to go through stuff, you go through things and stuff. And when the heat is on, who you going to call? You're going to call fan? You going to call air condition? Who you going to call? You going to call ceiling fan? Who you going to call whenever you're going through all this stuff? And then sometimes the fire gets turned up seven times hotter. You know, it don't look like I can get out of this before this happened. I look like I can't get out of this before this happened. Oh, my God, I'm coming out of this. And then this happened. Who you going to call? Hallelujah. You know, some would say call Tyrone. But, you know, Tyrone can't help you. I just tell it like it is. You're going to have to call on a man named Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's going to see you through because Tyrone ain't going to be able to help you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's get into the message right now. Hallelujah. When the heat is on. Amen. First verse, chapter 3 of Daniel. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image of gold whose height was 60 cubits and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. You know, you read chapter 1 and 2, and it'll bring you all the way up to where I am, because Nebuchadnezzar, he was chosen by the Lord, but what he did was he started to make these golden images. You know, isn't it something right here? When God elevates you, then you start to get all off in all other stuff, and, you know, you want to get all off in these hammer noodles and all those different things, and he just wants you to make sure that you know the word of God. Make sure that you're preaching the right word of God. That's what he wants. You ain't making all them images. You know, I can get a bigger car. Now my car, my image. Now I can get a bigger house. My house is my image. You know, I can get a bigger everything. Now all that right there, that's what I'm praising right there. The cars, the houses, the lands, the boys, the girls, all those different things, you know. And this is what Nebuchadnezzar did. He built an image, a golden image. Let's see what happened after he built this image. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, sent to gather together the princes, the governors, and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had set up. See, he had set up this image. You know, isn't it something how you want everybody, okay, honey, come and look at my big old house, you know, come and look at my big old car, my beautiful car, and all these different things, you know. I remember that, and it takes me back just a little bit. Y'all know me, I'm going to tell a little story, things that happened. It's okay, you know. It's all in love. You know, I bought a truck. And when I bought the truck, I didn't tell nobody about it, really, for real. I didn't. And someone said, well, you just keep your blessings a secret. No, it's a blessing, you know, that God has brought us up and brought us out to give us things, you know. But, you know, I don't let the things have me. And, you know, to boast about it, you know, that's just one of the things that I just don't do. Hallelujah. I mean, I ride in comfort, yes. Enjoy, yes. Turn a few corners, yes. But I don't let the things have me. When you can get to that place where you love what you got, yes, it's good. You know, it is beautiful and all that good stuff. But, you know, you don't let the things have you because it's a blessing. You know, he don't mind you saying, well, you know what, let me show you what I bought. Or let me show you this. That's fine. All that's fine if that's what you want to do. But don't let the things consume you to where you forget all about who gave you those things. But sometimes you can get caught up in that trap. Well, you know, you like you said, I want to leave my house. Oh, my God. I've heard people say that. When God give me my nice house and my nice everything, I'm not going to even want to leave my house, you know. So that tells me that you're making your house your God, you know. You have to be careful about that. Now you don't want to go to church. You don't want to hear nobody preaching because you done got what you wanted. Hallelujah. You just wanted a hand up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You didn't want the living God. Let's move on. Then the princesses, the governors and captains, the judges, treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the province were gathered together unto the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar set up. They stood right there. You know why? Because they was afraid anyway. Let me show you why they was afraid. Then an herald, which was a messenger, cried aloud to you, it is commanded, O people, nation and language, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sack, but psalter, declaimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the God image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. You see right here, he wanted them to fall down and worship. Oh, my God, that image that he had placed in that place. And the reason they did that, because they was afraid of him, you know. And I'm going to show you that, too, also. You know, you have to be careful about worshiping things and worshiping people, you know. Hallelujah. You can say, well, you know what, God shall use you. And I thank God for you. I thank God what he's put in you. I thank God that he used you. But guess what? Don't get the big head now, you know. Amen. Because this thing, once you give it and you get the big head, he will strip it away. He don't think it's possible. He did it in the Bible. It's in there. Hallelujah. But he did it. So I encourage you, don't get the big head just because someone said, well, you know what, you did a great job. God, to God be the glory. I give God his credit and his glory because guess what? I don't want none of that. Hallelujah. Said, to God be the glory, but give honor where honor's due. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So can you understand that? Honor those, amen, glory to God, that have put forth the word of God. And you can honor them, you know, listen, let me help you out. Oh, here we go, yes. By giving them a seed, yes. You can, or you could just give them, you know what, if you know the number, you know what, or text them, you know what, you did, that was awesome. That hit me. I thank God for you, for the word of God that came forth out of your mouth. God really used you. Hallelujah. That was awesome. You know, that's good. And they'll tell you to God be the glory and let it go. And they won't say, well, you know what, I sure did that thing. Didn't I did that. No, glory to God. Then what you say, you just took it away. Hallelujah. You just put up on yourself trying to get the glory. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 7. Therefore, at that time, when all the peoples heard the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the people, the nation, and the languages fell down and worshiped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. You know why? Because they were scared. Because they know what he would do. Hallelujah. They knew what he would do if they didn't worship. So that tells me that they didn't have no God in them. And they were scared too. You know, he don't give us a spirit of fear. He gives us love and sound mind and peace. Hallelujah. We ain't got to fall down and worship these gods, hallelujah, these little G gods, these devils. Just say them devils, hallelujah, and get it over with. We don't have to fall down and worship them devils. The fire was got turned up on them if they did not bow down and worship his golden image. Let's move on to 8. Wherefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. They spake and said to the king, Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, psaltery, and declaimer, and all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. He made that decree. The king had made that decree. So you see, they were afraid they had to fall down. They did. That's why they did it. Because they didn't have no God in them. And you know, he hadn't left the king. He's just going on about his own business. So be careful about that, who you worship. Don't put yourself in a place to where you're worshiping something that you know ain't right. Don't put yourself in that place. But sometimes you can put yourself in a place where you really shouldn't even be. Now, it's up to us where we go. It is. Hallelujah. It's up to us what we get in. It is. It's up to us where what we do. Hallelujah. And sometimes we do the wrong thing without even asking God, say, Lord, what you want me to do? You know, I learned to wait. If he don't say nothing, then get what? I just leave it alone. I said, okay, Lord, I'm just going to wait. And is it easy? Nah, I wish I could tell you it was. It ain't. But then he'll come back later and he'll tell me, you know, this is why I told you not to do this. And then he'll show me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because if he don't say nothing, and this time he'll tell you, wait. He'll tell you sometimes to wait. And sometimes he may not say nothing. But if I don't get my answer, then I'm going to go back and ask him again. And if I don't get it, I'm going to ask him again. I'm going to keep asking until he finally tell me. Because I did. I asked him something one time, and he told me, no, absolutely not. Okay? He said no. He said no. But I tried to do the thing anyway. And then guess what? Everything got turned upside down because he told me no in the beginning. Then I'm going to go back and get it later without even asking, see? And that's what happened. Let's move on to verse 11. And also falleth not down and worship that he should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. He said those that did not worship this golden image, he was going to cast them in the fiery furnace. So you know they were scared too also, and that's why they bowed down, because they was afraid. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy God, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. He was saying, you know what? These men right here are not bowing down. They went and told it, okay? Isn't it something that people will go tell on you? But they would not bow down because they had the real God in them. Huh? They know, hallelujah, but whatever come along, he was going to get them out of it. You got to know that you know that you know that you know that he's going to get you out of it. And listen, I understand, you know, people saying, well, I don't have that kind of faith. Well, you know what? You probably, let me just put it like this, you're older now, you know, and your faith should have ever yet been growing over the years. But, you know, some people faith, or he said he dealt every man the faith the size of a mustard seed. So you should have been over the years getting that faith to grow and not depend on everybody else to help you with what, amen, what comes along. Yeah, they can help you pray. Ain't nothing wrong with that. If they know how and they can get a prayer through, you know, sometimes people can't get no prayer through. Hallelujah. You know, and that's the truth. Everybody can't get a prayer through. That's just the truth. But some people don't pray until something they need. And that's the truth. They only pray whenever they need something. If they need something for God from him, then guess what? They're going to pray, and then they're going to start slobbering and crying and getting a box of Kleenex and, oh, Lord, help me, Jesus. You know, that's just the way the world is. That's what they're going to do. So just be careful about that. But these three know that they know that they know that they know God. Let's move on down to 13. Then Nebuchadnezzar in his rage and fury, in other words, he was mad. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, then they brought these men before he commanded them to bring them. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? He was mad, so he was shouting at them. Do y'all not serve my God? See, he was saying his God. He wasn't talking about the true and the living God. He was talking about his little golden image, God, which can't move, which can't heal you, which can't take you through, can't do nothing for you. So he was talking about his little old God. He wasn't talking about the Most High God. Glory to God. Y'all not serve the one that I built. You see, there go that word I. That's what I'm talking about right there. The one that I built. Not the true and the living God of the whole world. He said what I built. Hallelujah. Now, if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sounds of the cornet, flutes, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and disclaimer, and all kinds of music, you shall fall down and worship the images which I have made. There go that word. You see, I. That's that word, I. Well, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? He was saying, he won't give another chance. When you hear it again, you better get ready. And you better bow down. That's what he was telling them. How can you not bow down to something that I built? You know, that's what I'm talking about. See, he built. It wasn't God. It was he built. God didn't tell him to do that, right? He said, thou shall have make unto the any great, thou shall not make unto the any graven images or any likeness of anything. And you will find this Exodus 20:4. Glory to God. He said, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. Some people make their car God. Hallelujah. Somebody touch it, they have a fit. I understand we are to maintain and hold on and watch over to what he give us. But we are not to make it, you know, our God. But sometimes you do. Some people make their children God. Oh, my God. If somebody say, you know, well, baby, don't do that. Hallelujah. You know, and there's many times I'm saying, well, baby, don't do that and don't do this. You know, somebody else keep child from getting hurt. Oh, hold up. Wait a minute. You don't talk to my child like that. Oh, my child don't do no wrong. I know my child. Oh, Lord, help us, Jesus. The world has gotten to that, and it's pretty bad, for real. Them children, let me help you out. Them children will do anything when they get out around you. It's a lot they won't do around you, hallelujah, because they got you food. But whenever they get from around you, they'll cut up like the next one. They'll do whatever they want to do like the next one. Hallelujah, glory to God. And so many times people say that. I'm telling y'all the truth. I've seen it and heard it so many times. Well, I know that's not him. No, he won't do that. No, yes, he will. And yes, she will. They'll cut up and do anything just like the other children. Hallelujah. You know, they'll say sometimes whenever the others see the others acting out, they'll act out too. Well, yeah, that's true too. But guess what? That acting out was already in them. They just didn't let you see it because they're around you. You know, they can shine when they're around you, but whenever they get out around you, they do what they want to do. Let's move on. Verse 16. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. They said, we have no need. That's why, in another translation, said, we have no need. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. You see right here, we're telling them, say, yeah, so we got nothing to say about the matter, because we know that this God we serve will deliver us out of there. Hallelujah. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy God nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. And they let him know because they knew that he would get them out, hallelujah, one way or the other. He will be with them. He wasn't going to let them suffer for nothing. He wasn't going to, he come up in there talking bad, but guess what? They were going to have the last laugh. So you got to remember, even though when you're in the fire, you got to remember them scriptures, you know, say, okay, Holy Ghost, come on. You know, I think so many times when, you know, when people read the Word of God and they read the Bible and, you know, and they pray and they go on, then they can't remember nothing. You know, you can throw something out there, maybe it may not be what you need at that moment. Hallelujah. But understand, we're to think we are made in his like image of God. So guess what? You know, it says we're made just a little lower than the angels. So we need to think all the time. Because when I get ready to go out this door, and I've said it several times, I may stand at the door and start praying because these folks drive like this and lost their mind. I'm serious. No, it ain't COVID. It ain't COVID-19. Ain't none of that. They've been doing it all the time. It just done got a little worse. And they drive right up in the back, right up on you, and start honking their horns and all kinds of stuff. But that's what you got to do. You got to pray, hallelujah, before you go out that door, hallelujah, before you move your car, before you go to work in the morning. Release, amen, some prayer over you, hallelujah. Glory to God that your angels would camp around you and the Lord thy God will walk with you and be with you on this journey as you go, hallelujah. You got to learn how to continue. It's a man always pray and faint not. So you don't faint, hallelujah, in your prayers. You continue to pray, even though sometimes you might get in your car and you say, hold up, wait a minute, you know, I didn't pray before I leave, before I left this house. Even sometimes I may start out, I say, hold up, wait a minute, because I know they're driving like they ain't got no sin. Yesterday, I know they're driving just as crazy today. Hallelujah. So you got to learn how to pray, you know, even when you go outside the doors and you have to learn how to pray and depend on him. And when they told him with a sound mind, they said, we ain't going to worship your image. You got to tell people, I'm not going to fall into your sin. Hallelujah. Ah, my God, my God. And when that fire gets turned up, you say, hold up, wait a minute, I'm not going to give in. Yes, the fire might be turned up, the children acting up, the husband acting up, the wife, they're like, she ain't got no sin. Glory to God. It's okay. Hallelujah. And even on the job, they done got crazy. But you know what? All out of all that, I'm still not going to bow down. I'm still not going to curse you out. I'm still not going to go off on you like that. Hallelujah. But I might correct some things that you say, yes. There's a difference in correcting and cursing now. Come on now. You know, you can correct without cursing. You can correct without going off and say you're losing your mind. You need all your mind because you want to continue to pray and continue to be in your right mind and serve the Lord. And you want him to be pleased with you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you don't have to do all that. You don't have to snap your fingers and work your hips to the left and to the left, left, left. Glory to God. Stay on the right side. But, you know, just let them know, you know, you're not going to sit here and talk to me like that and talk any way to me. And let me tell you this, okay? It's a way to do things, but you got to do it decent and in order. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 19. And then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury. In other words, he got hot because of what they said. They said, no, we ain't bowed down to your God. Hallelujah. He got mad with them. And the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore, he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 1/7 times more than it was wont to be heated. He told them, turn it up. The heat was getting turned up on them. Hallelujah. You know, they were burning the furnace, but then he told them to turn it up because they done made me mad. Just because they wouldn't serve as God. You know, you don't have to serve those images and graven images, and you don't have to do that. You respect people. You respect them, but you don't have to do them like that, you know, and fall in that sin and serve your houses and your cars and all those different things. You don't have to do that. But look right here. And then when your trials and tests come, you don't have to bow down to them. Say, you know what, Lord, I just give in to this test. I give in to this trial. And then the heat keep coming, the heat keep coming, and the heat get turned up 7 times. He was mad. He was really furious about that time. And when they told him what they had to tell him, I'm not going to bow down to your image. I'm not going to bow down to your God. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in the army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Verse 21, then these men were bound, their coats, their hosen, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And understand, guess what happened here? My God. Whenever they got ready to throw them in, they said the men that was around them that had them bound, they died too. They did. So you know that had to be some pretty hot fire. Because he was furious because they wouldn't bow down to his mess. Hallelujah. When the heat is turned up, what you going to do? Who you going to turn to? No, you can't call Ghostbusters, no. You need to call on the Most High God whenever your heat is turned up. They had this thing, what you going to do, call Ghostbusters? No, you're going to call on the living God, hallelujah. Call on Jesus, who's going to take you out, who's going to help you out. Glory to God. Ghostbusters can't do nothing for you, I'm going to tell you, hallelujah. Therefore, because the king commanded was urgent, and the furnace exceeded hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So it killed them when they got ready to throw them in the fire. Hallelujah. So you know that fire was pretty hot. Hallelujah. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. But guess what? They went in. But guess what? They were believers in the Most High God. Sometimes, amen, your fire will get turned up. The heat will get turned up on you. Well, who you going to believe? You know, so many times things get to happening, you know, like I said, hallelujah. I don't know what your fire might be today, but understand, as you can see right here, there is a God that will deliver you out of your fire. But guess what? Sometimes you're going to have to go through that furnace. Ah, my God. So you sometimes people will get some sense and to know that I am God. You see what I brought you out of? Glory to God. I brought you out to take you over into a new you. But the thing about it is you can't get through that little old bitty first fire with that one little piece of wood. You can't get through that one because you don't read, you don't study, you don't know what God's words say. You don't know that he will bring you out, but he wanted you to go through this. He's not inflicting, amen, any evil upon you. Glory to God, he's not. But he is God, and he stands right there with you to bring you out of whatever it is you're going through. Hallelujah. Sickness. Ah, my God. Losing of loved ones. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Financial difficulties. And just people just plain just done lost their mind, the kind of thing. He's there to bring you out. Let's read the rest of it. Let's read verse 24. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished, and rose up in the haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of this fire? Oh, my God. You see right here, huh? He'll be in the fire, in the midst of the storm. He will be right there with you, but you got to learn how to call on him. And you know, if the fire gets so hot, I encourage you, really. You know, I understand we have new babes that's coming to Christ. Then what they need to do, you know, is call someone that you know that can pray and help you. But so many times now, people don't want to do that. You know, hallelujah. There are those that will pray for you, I'm going to tell you, and won't tell it. There are those, amen, that will help pray you through and mean it. And there are those that you don't want to call because they don't mean it. But sometimes they'll give you a little cute prayer. Well, you know what? Yes, I'm going to pray for you, Father. Just help them. Lord, they need it in Jesus' name. Well, they will say in Jesus' name, glory to God. But they won't be putting any attention to it. It won't be intensifying like you mean it. Because you got to love people in order to give them those kind of prayers. If you don't love people, then you ain't going to give them those kind of prayers. You're going to give them those little pair of prayers right there. As I said once before, and I hear it again, you know, how, you know, you think that because you pray for somebody else's need, then your needs won't get met. That just ain't so, because it's a lot, it's enough to go around. So your needs will get met. So don't think that. So understand, hallelujah, yours will get met. But when you pray for someone else, then God will go ahead and take care of that situation that you were talking about. Hallelujah. You know, I know I was talking to someone, amen, and I told myself, you know what, I pray for all y'all to get what you need and, you know, God to give you money and all that. And, you know, it just started rolling. It just started coming in left, right, hallelujah, left and the right and the left and the right. Well, guess what I had to do? I had to wait, hallelujah. But because I pray and I mean what I pray for others, then he make it happen for me. That's what I'm talking about. Let me help y'all out. Y'all need to come on and get some of this teaching, especially on Tuesday night. And I remember when she preached about he's my present help. Good God Almighty. That thing right there, it was off the chain. And if you didn't hear it, you can go back and hear it on demand. Hallelujah. On Blog Talk Radio. Ah, that made me think about that present help. When she said, he's your present help. When Daniel was in the lion's den, he was his present help. Good God Almighty. That thing right there, go over to God. Hallelujah. Rock the house. Amen. It tore up a few states and a few countries. Hallelujah. But that's the way the word's supposed to do. It's supposed to go in there and damage some stuff that ain't no good. Good God Almighty. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Verse 25, he answered and said, lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. In other words, they were walking in the midst. There were four of them in there. He said, they ain't hurt. And the form of the fourth, it is like the Son of God. Then, it's verse 26, then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery fires and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth out of the midst of the fire. The princes, governors, captains, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was an hair of their head sand. Neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. In other words, it said everything was intact. Their hair did not smell like smoke. Their coats did not turn a black, tarry color. Hallelujah. It didn't look like they were burnt. With nothing wrong with them. Even their faces, hallelujah, it wasn't disfigured. Glory to God. When they stepped out of there, hallelujah, they had the Son of God. They said in there with them. Glory to God. Isn't it something when you can have him there with you whenever you're going through, hallelujah. Ah, when the fire gets turned up, who you call? You hold your head up high and be of good cheer. Ah, my God, because he will deliver you out of everything that you go through. Hallelujah. Sometimes you think you're about to lose your mind because all these things get to happening. And then sometimes you'll turn, people will turn to binge drinking. Sometimes they'll turn to binge smoking. Hallelujah. Thinking that that's going to solve the problem. No, ain't nothing going to solve it but Jesus, because that's the one that's going to be in there, right there with you in the fire. Ah, my God. When you lose loved ones, you know, and you need some comfort, he'll be there. He'll be your comforter. Hallelujah. He's the Prince of Peace. So he'll give you the peace that you need. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, there's nothing, hallelujah, that he can't do. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who have sent this his angel and delivered his servant that trusted in him, and have changed the king's words and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Hallelujah. The right one, see. Ah, oh, my God. He will send, hallelujah, an angel also of deliverance to help you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, my God. Isn't it something how he brought them out of that fire? He said, there's four men bound up. They looking in the fire. Huh? They, you can imagine. They wouldn't get too close. But just think about it. It was sometimes hot. And then those soldiers that were around them, it scorched them pretty good. They were like butterscotch. But you know, hey, glory to God. They wasn't going to get too close to that fire. But he will deliver you out of everything that you go through. Hallelujah. When the fire's turned up, when you don't know what to do, glory to God, pray and seek his face. You open this Bible up. That's what it's there for. People say, well, you need to learn how to quote a scripture. Yeah, I know, you know, some people do know how to quote a scripture. But if you can't find them in your mind at that time, this Bible, plenty of them. It's got plenty of them for whatever it is. You know, you got iPhones and phones and note phones and every kind of phone you can think of. You got iPads and computer pads and every pad you can think of. You can put in there. All you got to do is put it in there and tell it to pull it up for you. You don't even now have to go in and type it in. You can just hit the Google mic and Google it and get you a scripture and lay on it. Hallelujah. God's word is everywhere for you to call on him. And he will help you. Therefore, I spake a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because this there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Then the king promoted. They got promoted because they didn't bow down. Isn't that something? He promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Then he promoted them. So remember, no matter what you go through, whatever kind of fire you're in, he got the fire extinguisher. All you got to do is call it. Say, Lord, I need your help. I need your presence. Help here with this situation that's going on, Lord. Lord, they're talking about me and telling lies, and they're trying to get me fired or whatever. But I know, Lord, that you're my present help. Oh, my God. And you will deliver me out of everything that I have to go through. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, because of you, Lord. I know, Lord, that I can be free, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I know you can deliver me out of the fire, Lord God, the fiery furnace, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Just like you delivered them, I know you can deliver me. Glory to God. Just don't bow down to things that you know ain't right. Don't bow down to sin. If you know sin is the only thing that can separate you from the Lord, when you bow down to sin, hallelujah, and say, well, you know what, they living like the Dickens over there, and look how they getting blessed. Look how God giving them, and they're getting blessed. Glory to God. But you can't live like the world live. You have to live over here in a different realm, hallelujah. Glory to God, my God, because he can be a help in any situation, in any time of need. You call on him, and he will be there, Glory to God, just like he delivered Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego out of their fiery furnace. He can deliver you out of your fiery furnace. Glory to God. There's no fire that gets too hot that he can't deliver you out of. He can even deliver you out of your fire of sickness. He can deliver you out of your fire of lack. He can deliver you out of your fire of not having a job. He can deliver you out of your fire of not having enough finances. He can deliver you out of the fire, hallelujah, glory to God, of not knowing what to do and when to do it and where to go, and hallelujah, my God. He can deliver you out of the fire, Lord God, of people talking about, well, you know, she can't preach. He can't preach. You're not a woman, a man of God. Glory to God. God didn't call you. When people say that, that's your fire. He can deliver you out of those fires. Hallelujah. When you think you're losing your mind, he can deliver you out of those fires. Hallelujah. When you say you can't sleep at night because all this is on your mind and you're worried about everything. Glory to God. All you got to do is say, Lord, I need some peace because he's the Prince of Peace. Glory to God. He will deliver you out of the fire, Lord God. My children's been acting up, Lord God, and I just don't know what to do. They've been calling me from the schools every day. Hallelujah. Lord, show me a way to discipline them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. He can deliver you out of the fire. Well, Lord, you know, I don't have the money to buy this car that I want. So, Lord, I need you to deliver me because I need to go to work, Lord God. And I need to go to your house, the house of God. And I can't get there. So, Lord, I need you to deliver me out of this fire, oh God. He can deliver you out of any fire that you go through. If you're hurt, your heart hurts. It's been broken. Glory to God. He can put the pieces back together. Glory to God. He can deliver you out of any fire. Glory to God. If he can deliver Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he can deliver you out of the fiery furnace. Glory to God. Remember, we serve an awesome God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for the day, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that you are the deliverer. You are the one that can deliver out of the fiery furnace, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we know, Lord God, nothing is too hard for you, Lord. Father, write this word upon each and every person's heart. And let them know that you can deliver them out of everything that they go through when the fire is too hot. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just know that he can deliver you. Hallelujah. Just like he did Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We serve a just God. We serve a right now God, and we serve an on-time God. Amen. We have a few minutes. Amen. If you desire prayer, Hallelujah. This time I have a few minutes. I can go back. Hallelujah. And I can pray for you. If you desire prayer, you can press the 1 and I can bring you in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Nobody's pressed the 1. Well, we're going to go on down the road. I just want to reiterate, amen, don't forget about the Tuesday night apostle and pastor at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9. I'm sorry, 6 Pacific, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget Saturday. Faith Come By Hearing, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Eastern. Don't forget Prophetic Corner Ministry, Prophetess Martha Williams. The show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern. Don't forget, hallelujah, Voice of Truth Ministries with Minister Elaine Jackson is coming up next at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And I encourage you to come on and partner. Yes, don't keep holding your money so tight where nothing can't get out. You know, if you don't put nothing out, then nothing can't get in it. Hallelujah. I understand we ought to be good stewards over it. You know, we should be good stewards. He didn't tell hold it so tight where can't nothing come, you know, get in your hand. You're holding it so tight, you ain't letting nothing out, so can't nothing get in there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to encourage you to go on Facebook and inbox Prophetess Yvonne Rouse. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse on Facebook and Pastor Joseph Rouse. They will be on Facebook and you can inbox them. Yes, men, we do have a pastor. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. We have an apostle and a pastor. So I encourage you to go ahead and inbox him and let him talk to you, whatever the need may be. I hear it saying there's trouble in someone's marriage. Hallelujah. Well, guess what? Our apostle and pastor do marriage counseling also. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. They do. So I want you to go ahead and inbox them and let them know that you need marriage counseling. Don't wait till things get too bad and, divorce court is on your board. Glory to God. Go ahead. Hallelujah. Now. It's in trouble, so go ahead. I encourage you. And don't be shameful. This is not the way God wants us to be. That's why he put people in place that can help you and give you what you need so you won't have to go through all that. So I encourage you. Well, somebody's marriage is, it's really, really on the rocks. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to go ahead and inbox them so they can talk to you, glory to God, and tell you some things, hallelujah, that will help you and will get you back on straight street. And that's where you want to be. You know, the devil don't like marriages. You know that, right? Hallelujah. Now, he'll do whatever he can to try to bust it up. So I encourage you to go on, hallelujah, and inbox them and let them know that you need some marriage counseling. And don't let there be no shame. You know, people say, ain't no shame in my game. No, we ain't playing no games. Just let it be no shame. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I also want to encourage you, hallelujah, to make sure if you don't know how to give, amen, if you want to give, all you got to do is just inbox one of us on Facebook and we can help you with that. We can help you and tell you what you need to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I don't like to leave the show without giving the invitation, amen, to salvation. You know, he wants all can be saved. Sometimes people want to come just to get the fish and the loaves, not to get him. Glory to God. But you know what? Think about it. Once you come and get the fish and the loaves, you know, you're going to have to keep them fish and them loaves. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You come to get that. Let me just break it down a little bit. You come to get the houses, the land, the cars, and pray for a husband, and you pray for a wife, you know. That's what you do. And then after that's all you want, money, you know. And we've been trying to have children, and you get the child, and then you're gone. You don't care about him, hallelujah, not to serve him. But you're going to need him, hallelujah, to keep all that you got. But you understand you're going to have to pay for it, hallelujah. Got to pay for the new car, hallelujah. Yeah, you want it debt-free. Yeah, I understand that too. Well, you know what? You're going to have to work for it, hallelujah, glory to God. And being connected with him, he can help you. Being connected with the Lord thy God, hallelujah, he can help you through every situation. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. And I want to go ahead and give the invitation to salvation. Say, repeat after me, please. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord God, mold me. Father God, forgive me of all my sins, Lord God, that I have committed, even those thoughts that I've had that wasn't pure, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, I repent and I give myself to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome to the body of Christ. Get in a Bible-believing church where the word of God is being taught. The word of God is being lived. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And continually to pray over the word of God as you read so he can illuminate that word. In other words, give you understanding of what you're reading and what you're saying. Because sometimes you read over a word and you read the word, but you read it so fast you don't even know what it said. Hallelujah. You slow it down and pray over it. Lord, what does this mean and what does that mean? And, you know, and get an understanding so you'll know how to live and what to do and how to do it. Glory to God. Amen. Now we're going to go ahead and get out of here. I'm going to do the benediction, but don't forget to go over and show Minister Elaine some love. Her show will be coming up in 30 minutes. Go get you some water, get you some tea, some coffee, lemonade, whatever, and listen to the word of the Lord that comes from Minister Elaine Jackson of Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Now, the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. And we will see you back on next Sunday. Have an awesome rest of the day. In Jesus' name, amen.